Under the plan approved by majority Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee, the voucher program would expand in two ways. The current enrollment cap of 22,500 students would be lifted altogether. Also, it would go from being restricted to the city of Milwaukee to being offered at schools countywide. Republican Joint Finance Committee co-chair Robin Voss called the changes simple.
Why would we want to do anything that takes away the right of parents to decide for their family what's in the best interest of their children?
But Democrats, including Poplar Senator Bob Jauch, said the changes would bleed Milwaukee's public school system in favor of spending tax dollars on private schools that are less accountable.
This is all about a policy of starving public education and feeding private education. That's what the goal here is.
The plan still needs to be approved by the full legislature. Another proposal in Governor Scott Walker's budget would go a step further, removing any income restrictions on the program. Lawmakers have yet to vote on that idea. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.